وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and one of the best ways to understand Islamic values about humanity and the ideals of mankind is by analyzing and studying the life stories and biographies of the people, personalities that Islam introduces as the role models for humanity. Like in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the role model for those who want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the prophetic narrations, we see that the Prophet of Islam introduces his pure progeny, the chosen leaders from his pure progeny, as the role models for Muslims. So a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories and biographies of the Prophet of Islam and his pure progeny. And we're in the fifth chapter of this book about the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, especially the socio-political context of his time and how he reacted to that conditions. So we were talking about the peace treaty of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and how we should not understand that peace treaty. We should not understand it and or reduce it to a personality trait or kind of individual quality of Imam Hassan to make that peace, for example, because he was soft, he made peace with Muawiyah. No, this is a great injustice to Imam Hassan. It was based on a strategic understanding. And in order to understand the difference between the peace of Imam Hassan Mujtaba and the uprising of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein, his younger brother, salawatullah alayhima, we should understand that, first of all, like for example, maybe a person says why Imam Hussein did not start an uprising, like the way Imam Hussein started an uprising. So one way to answer that is we should understand the truth about martyrdom. Not every case of getting killed is called martyrdom. This is very important. And this is an accusation that is leveled against Islamic teachings, that sometimes these anti-Islam movements or anti-Islam people, they use this pejorative term, death cult. They say they celebrate death and these people are suicidal or whatever. No, these are accusations against Islam. It's based on a misunderstanding, maybe intentional misunderstanding and misconception of the concept of martyrdom. Not every case of getting killed in Islam is called martyrdom. First of all, you need the pure intention. Second, you need the correct decision-making process, okay? There should be a situation that there is no other viable option to secure the defense of Islam, to secure the defense of one's dignity, to secure the defense of one's family and community, okay? This is very important. And at the time of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, that option was not available. The option of getting killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and secure the dignity and survival of your community. If it were available, then Imam Hassan would have done it. But because of the situation that existed at that time, what was the situation? Great disloyalty from some of the people in the army of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. This is one factor. There are different factors there. But one factor is this, that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba did not have loyal companions like the way Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had loyal companions. And this might come as a surprise, but it is real. We're going to talk about it after the break. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. Now, we were talking about why the conditions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Imam Hussein are different. We talked about the loyalty of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. In order for you to make a stance in history, okay, in order for your blood not to be shed without any benefit, not to be shed in vain, you need to have enough time to make your voice heard, okay? And you need to make sure that it does not get twisted. I mean, every time, in every incident, you have people who try to twist the narrative. That is not something you can control. It is there. Even in the case of Karbala, people tried to twist the narrative. But you make sure that some people remain from my side that would preserve the true narrative. Okay? So in the case of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, because they were disloyal and treacherous companions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, those who were ready to betray the Imam, either kill the Imam or give him as a prisoner, as a captive to Muawiyah. This was a great possible risk, highly probable, that these people would just give the Imam to Muawiyah a tight hand as a prisoner, as a captive. And then, at that time, what would Muawiyah do? Muawiyah would free the Imam or kill the Imam, okay? He would free the Imam and then he would take the revenge of At-Tulaqa title. Because he would say, okay, your grandfather freed my father on the day of the triumph of Mecca. And they hated this title a lot, the title of Tulaqa. And one of the reasons that they created one title, Sahaba, companion, you don't have that title in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, you have Muhajirun wal Ansar. But Banu Umayyah created a title that would diminish this distinction between Muhajirin and Ansar and Tulaqa. Okay? Because they wanted to say, no, everyone is equal. All of us are like the companions of the Prophet. They hated the title of Tulaqa. And they wanted to take the revenge by saying, okay, like the way your grandfather freed my father, I'm freeing you as well, and you become my tulaqa, okay? So this was one probability, the humiliation, the dignity. And then when that happened, if that happened, the followers of the Imam would have scattered and the movement of true Muhammad Islam would have failed. The other possibility was that those treacherous companions, those who betrayed the Imam before, and also they were ready to betray the Imam again, they would kill the Imam themselves. And Muawiyah would have said, okay, Hassan was killed by his own companions. I did not have any role in it. And he would start killing the rest of the community of Shia. And then he would have neutralized Shia completely. And there was no one remaining to narrate the true story. And the stage would be completely the historical stage was completely free for Banu Umayyah to write whatever they wanted about history, okay? And we would not have received any of the facts of history like the way that we have, okay? Even as a minority. Even as a minority, they could have neutralized everything about the story. So it was the best decision that, considering the conditions of his army, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba made to prepare this movement to secure the community of Shia in Iraq and Kufa for the uprising of his brother. And he indicates that. He says, وَإِنَّهُ لَفِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. This is a respite. This is a short period of time. Something else is going to happen. We're going to talk about this verse of the Holy Quran and how Imam Hassan Mujtaba used it in order to explain his move to his companions, inshallah, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.